I'm going to have to take it back, Tom. I know I told you before. I'm taking it back that people don't do crack no more. I was hopeful for Lamar Odom. But when I seen him go to Blockbuster, I say something wrong. I ain't even know Blockbuster was still open. I said, is people going into Blockbuster? He renting videos? Is this really what's going on? I said, nah. I said, he might be on something. And then the drug deal. I'm from the 80s. When they start doing interviews with the newspaper, in magazines and stuff, what kind of drug deal is that?
They got a public relations.
Got a public relations. Then he want to talk, I want to stay anonymous. Well, why the hell you going to do an interview? That's not being anonymous. I said, Lamar Odom should say, okay, since you want to be a nun, I'm going to turn your ass in because I know who behind that silhouette. I couldn't believe it. I said, come on. He told me he freebasing and all that. I said, but they ain't going to say he JoJo dancing. They ain't JoJo dancing. I said, he doing Lamar wrong. Drug dealers stick to drugs, not do interviews and stuff. It's a whole new world. All the old drugs, Frank Lucas and them be horrified by a dude like this, dog. They be like, what kind of cats is these? Because you know the old dudes. So what kind of cat is these doing interview talking about who they sold drugs to? Now, what if they put the press on this lady and she gonna tell, it was Deshaun from Queens that said it. You know, I said, this is crazy. But then Lamar Odom, he's something, you know, he need help. It's time for him to put his disclaimer out. We need privacy at a time like this. Can we please get privacy at a time like this? You know, at a point, a celebrity got to use his disclaimer talk. At this time, could you please respect our family and our privacy at a trying time like this? I knew something else was wrong with him, too, when he was driving the tractor, getting pulled over for driving slow. Who do that? He was driving like he was driving a tractor trailer up a hill. I said, what is this? I said, yeah, it takes somebody on drugs to go to Blockbuster, an NBA player. Then the Lakers going to sit up there as horrible as we are right now. If he go to rehab, we'll take him. No, just tell him to go to rehab. We got to pick somebody that's sober. We ain't in the business right now. Michael Ray Richardson won't help us right now. I said, oh, Lamar. Then he went to Kardashians, and like you say, they'll take you down. I seen a video of Kanye. He talked like he from London now.
I told you this.
I thought he was from Chicago. He got a little Tina Turner twang with him now. I said, them Kardashians, they put them roots on them boys. That ain't right.
It's a cold business.
Yeah, they put them roots on them boys. And it's just the NBA players, they go through something. Y'all seen a picture of LeBron's feet. Yeah. I see anybody with a toe, baby toe that sticks straight up in the air should be a champion. Because I don't even know how he takes flight on that baby toe. Man, Savannah better brushing up on her podiatrist skills. Because when this career over for him, she going to need to be a podiatrist.
Oh, my God.
I said, but they doing him wrong. You know, I said, Lamar, you going to Blockbuster. They got $5 bucket at Walmart. You ain't got a good Blockbuster. Okay. I ain't even know Blockbuster was still open. I stopped going to them when they asked me they need to do a credit check for a DVD. I said he must have been looking for a Get High movie, looking for a Blow or something like that. And looking for Johnny Depp. It's something he couldn't find that he was in there looking for. He's searching around like they just opened. I said, well, maybe it's the treats because they got a lot of candy.
Well, that's true.
Something drew him in there, Tom, but it could be all these video blurs.